Now, some news from the world of sports and in Major League Baseball. The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees will meet in the Bronx tonight for a critical series that could tighten up or broadly widen the race for first place in the American League East. The Red Sox come into the series with a 4.5-game lead over the Yankees after the Yanks were shut out 4-0 against the Blue Jays in Toronto last night. It looked on paper like a potentially good night for the Yankee offense, which can pile up runs in a hurry when it's clicking, and Blue Jays starter Marco Estrada was lugging an 0-5 record and an ERA over 7 into the contest. But despite having runners in scoring position in 5 different innings against Estrada, none of those ducks got off the pond for the Yankees. Instead, the veteran Estrada pitched into the 7th, and the Yankees mustered just 6 hits total on the night. Jose Bautista homered for Toronto, and the newly acquired Sonny Gray took the loss for the Yankees, giving up 3 runs, 2 of them earned over 6 innings. The former Oakland A's ace struck out 6, but he also walked 4 and is winless in his first 2 starts as a Yankee. So the Red Sox will hope the Yankees' bats remain muted when they meet in the Bronx tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start for Boston against another recently acquired pitcher, Jamie Garcia, going for New York. Now, not much has gone right for the New York Mets this season, but they took out some of their frustration on the far more hapless Philadelphia Phillies last night in a 10-0 rout in the city of cheesesteaks. Jacob deGrom pitched into the 7th, allowing just 4 hits while striking out 9 and not issuing a walk. This being the Mets, though, a team that could have fielded a separate squad just from the players that landed on their disabled list this year, there was a moment of, oh no, not again, when deGrom took a line drive off his arm just above the elbow. But even though he left the game as a precaution, x-rays were negative, and he was left with nothing worse than an impressive bruise. Wilmer Flores, Neil Walker, Curtis Granderson, and Michael Conforto all went yard to give DeGrom more than enough run support. In the New York Penn League, after getting shut out one night earlier, the Vermont Lake Monsters turned the tables on the Batavia Muck Dogs in a 6-0 win at Centennial Field last night. Lake Monsters pitchers Wyatt Marks and Parker Dungey combined to allow just 2 hits over 7 innings in the victory. The Monsters scored 2 unearned runs in the first and added 2 more in the second when Ryan Gridley drove in 2 with an RBI single. The Monsters maintain their 1.5-game lead over Tri-City for first place in the Stedler division. They now hit the road to take on the State College Spikes in Pennsylvania. Little League championship hopes have ended for the 11- and 12-year-old Essex Junction All-Stars after they were ousted from the New England Regionals in an 8-5 loss to Portland, Maine yesterday. The loss was the second to the Maine state champs in the double elimination tournament for Essex Junction, but they didn't go down without a fight. Andrew Goodrich had a 2-run home run and was 2-for-3 at the plate, while teammate Jacob Riom also had 2 hits and 2 RBIs in the loss. Quite the shocker in men's tennis at the Rogers Cup in Montreal, as 18-year-old Canadian Denis Shapovalov defeated the top-seeded Rafael Nadal in the tournament's 3rd round yesterday, 3-6, 6-4, 7-6. Shapovalov was down 3-love in the 2nd set after dropping the first, then mounted the astonishing comeback that thwarted Nadal's bid to regain his #1 world ranking. Roger Federer advanced earlier after a 3rd-round victory, but Shapovalov will be the talk of the tournament as he advances to the quarterfinals, the youngest player to do so in the Rogers Cup since Bjorn Borg did it back in 1974. After one day of play at the PGA Golf Championship, Thorbjørn Olesen of Denmark leads the field, along with American Kevin Kisner, both with a 4-stroke lead over the rest of the field. All eyes, of course, are on Jordan Spieth, who's vying to complete a career Grand Slam, but he needs to win this tournament to do it, and he's off to a rough start. Spieth shot a 1-over par 72 in round 1 at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, yesterday.